Lecture.
شیخ طاهر رضا جعفر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. We are discussing الخطبة القاسعة of امیر المؤمنین علی بن ابی طالب صلوات الله وسلامه علیه. And indeed, this is a very beautiful khutbah. We have already seen how in this khutbah, Amir al-Mu'mineen describes initially how Allah Azza wa Jal tested the Malaika and how Iblis failed the test. And how that led to the great animosity between Iblis and Bani Adam, human beings. And the Imam is continuing by telling us how it is that Iblis misguides the human beings. In this particular part of the khutbah of today, there is one underlying theme. We can summarize this part of the khutbah into the following points. Point number one, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, beware of following your leaders who are evil. أَلَا فَالْحَذَرَ الْحَذَرُ مِنْ طَاعَةِ سَادَاتِكُمْ وَكُبَرَائِكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَكَبَّرُوا عَنْ حَسَبِهِمْ وَتَرَفَّعُوا فَوْقَ نَسَبِهِمْ. This is how he starts this part of the khutbah. He says, أَلَا فَالْحَذَرَ الْحَذَرُ. Beware, beware, twice. Of what? Of obeying, of following your sadat and your kubara, meaning your leaders. Not any leader. Those leaders amongst you who have certain evil qualities, like what? The quality where they are arrogant and defiant against Allah Azza wa Jal. They go against the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you follow them, then you will have been led astray. And he says it very beautifully. He says, when you follow such leaders, you will get mixed with their bad qualities. You will get influenced by their bad qualities. So don't follow them. He says that if you follow them, then what will happen? It is like you drink your clean water mixed with their dirty water. شَرِبْتُمْ بِصَفْوِكُمْ كَدَرَهُمْ. With your good water, you are mixing their dirty water. وَخَلَطْتُمْ بِصِحَّتِكُمْ مَرَضَهُمْ. And you are mixing your good health with their sickness. وَأَدْخَلْتُمْ. And you are putting in بِحَقِّكُمْ, in your haqq, in your right things, in your righteousness, بَاطِلَهُمْ. You are mixing their batil in your haqq. This is what happens. So point number two is, if you follow them, point number one, don't follow them, beware. Number two, if you do follow them, it is like mixing their bad qualities with your good ones. This is being influenced by them. And the final point in summary of this part is that such leaders are the soldiers of Shaitan. Iblis has taken them as what? As junuda, as his soldiers. Now when you talk about leadership, we are talking about it in very general terms. When you say leader, it could be the leader of a country, a president, prime minister. It could be the leader of a community. It could be the chief of a tribe. It could be the leader of an institution. Even if you have a small group of people, one of them is the leader. So it's a very general term. When we say good leader, it applies to all these leaders. So first we begin by looking at the importance of leadership. In a beautiful hadith from our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi,
اللهم صل على
He says, لا يستغني أهل كل بلد عن ثلاث. The people of every city, of every country, of every town cannot do without three groups of people, without three kinds of people in that community. We need three. Number one are who? The leaders. We need a leader. Number two, scholars. You need a scholar in your community. And number three, doctors. The scholar will take care of your spiritual needs. The doctor will take care of your physical needs. But the leader will lead that community. So these three groups are needed in every community, in every society. And Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, in a beautiful hadith, he says that if your leaders are the best people amongst you and your rich people in your community are the most generous amongst you and the affairs of your community are resolved through shura and through coming together and consulting with one another, فَظَهْرُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ بَطْنِهَا, then the face of the earth is better for you than its belly. Meaning what? Meaning life is better for you than death. Because when you are alive, you are walking on the face of the earth. When you are dead, you are in the belly of the earth. You are buried inside the earth. However, he continues and says, the opposite is also true. If your leaders are the worst of you, and your wealthy are the most stingy of you amongst you, and your affairs are not resolved through consultation, rather through one person's dictatorship, then بَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ ظَهْرِهَا, then the belly of the earth is better for you than the face of the earth. It's better that you are in the grave than to be on the face of the earth. And so leadership is very important. The way the head is important for the body, the leader is important for the community and the society. And so we need to ask the question then, what are the qualities of a good leader? When you say good leadership, what are you talking about? What are the qualities you are looking at? We get the answer beautifully from the dua of our 12th Imam, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah, in his dua when he starts, وَتَفَضَّلْ عَلَىٰ عُلَمَائِنَا وَتَفَضَّلْ وَتَفَضَّلْ, then he comes to وَعَلَىٰ أُمَرَائِنَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَالشَّفَقَةِ, O Allah, bless our leaders with adl, justice, and shafaqah, empathy, compassion, kindness. These are the two qualities of a good leader. And that is why in another tradition from the sixth Imam alayhi salam, he says, أَفْضَلُ الْمُلُوكِ مَنْ أُعْطِيَ ثَلَاثَ خِصَالٍ, the best kings are those who have been given three qualities. Al-Adl, Wal-Ra'fa, Wal-Jud. Those who are just, those who are kind, and those who are generous. These are the qualities of a good leader. So let us look a little bit at these qualities. Look at the quality of Adl, of justice. Who better to learn justice from than Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And we have seen so many stories about the justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen. When he writes to Malik al-Ashtar and he gives advice to Malik al-Ashtar, he says something very important. He says, إِيَّاكَ وَالْإِسْتِئْثَارِ بِمَنْ نَاسُ فِيهِ أُسْوَةِ, O Malik, you are now going to be my governor. I am sending you, you are my representative. Beware of favoritism. Beware of preferring some people to others in issues where all the people are equal. بِمَنْ نَاسُ فِيهِ أُسْوَةٍ, in some issues, everyone in the community has an equal share, an equal right. In those things, make sure, O Malik, the Imam tells him, that you treat everyone equally and fairly. Don't give preferential treatment to anyone. That is one of the signs of adl in a leader. Not that one who is my friend gets special treatment. One who is my relative gets special treatment. one whom I like gets special treatment. No. Adl means fair treatment, just treatment for everyone. And that is why when we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he was so just, he was so fair, that it is said that when he was sitting in his gatherings with his sahaba, with his companions, he would look at every sahabi equally. So that no companion should feel that Rasulullah likes him more than me. Rasulullah tells us that whoever has adl in everything that he does, that person is helped against his enemies. He has a help from Allah Azza wa Jal against his enemies. This is adl. But what happens when leaders don't have justice? We see some examples in history. When a leader is not just, then whatever pleases him goes. Whatever makes him happy is enough. He doesn't look at justice. For example, at the time of Mu'tasim al-Abbasi, the Abbasi Khalifa Mu'tasim, it was heard during his time that there is one man who is proclaiming that he is a prophet of God. A man during the time of Mu'tasim was claiming to be a prophet of God. So Mu'tasim calls him and he says, I heard that you are claiming to be a prophet. Is that true? He said, yes. I'm a prophet of God. I'm getting wahi from God. So Mu'tasim tells him, Ashhadu annaka lasafihun ahmaq. He's telling him, I bear witness that you are a foolish man. Ashhadu annaka lasafihun ahmaq. So this man replies, إِنَّمَا يُبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ قَوْمٍ مِثْلَهُمْ. Indeed, Allah sends to every community one like them. And so this makes Mu'tasim laugh and he forgets the issue and he lets him go. Blasphemy! Blasphemy! He's saying, I am a prophet. If it was Imam, that person would have suffered the consequences of making such a claim. But here, he cracked a joke, Mu'tasim was happy, and the issue was forgotten. This is when there is no justice. So the first quality of a good leader is justice. The second quality is shafaqah. Shafaqah means compassion, empathy, kindness. You have that feeling for the community. You love the community. The community is going astray, it bothers you. You have shafaqah. There are two signs of shafaqah in a leader. The first is humility. If you find a leader is humble, that is one sign of shafaqah. And it's difficult to get a leader who's humble. A person may be humble before they become leaders, but once they get the post, now you see, they have changed. And it is surprising even when it is a democratically elected post, where they know that after a few years they'll have to leave. But once they are there, these people are changed. But if you have a leader with shafaqah, then that leader is humble and remains humble. Again, one of the Abbasi Khalifas who had a lot of haughtiness and pride, this story is attributed to Bahlul, but there is no reference for it being from Bahlul. So let's take it from one wise man to one of these arrogant caliphs, rulers, leaders. So the wise man comes to this arrogant ruler and asks him that you are so arrogant because of your leadership. Let me ask you one question. Imagine you are in a desert and in the middle of the desert all the water supply that you have finishes. And you are about to die of thirst. What would you give for water? So that ruler says, I would give half my kingdom for water. The man says, okay, now imagine that you have drunk so much water and you need to relieve yourself, but there is no place to relieve yourself. Or you have a problem in your body, you are not able to relieve yourself. You have a physical problem, you're not able to relieve yourself. What would you give for that ability to relieve yourself? He said, I would give the other half. of my kingdom. So the wise man is telling him, then why are you arrogant for a kingdom that is only between a drink of water and relieving yourself from it? Humility is a sign of shafaqa. If a leader has humility, shafaqa. Secondly, approachability. Because the person who leads the country, the city, the community, the institution, whatever, that person, if he has shafaqa, he wants to know what is happening. He wants to help the people. So he should be approachable. Approachability. Not that now you are living in a castle and nobody can approach you because you are the leader. No, no. If you look at the life of our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. He was so approachable and he was the most busy. If you look at his life, you find that 80 battles. He was a father. He was a husband. He was a teacher of Quran. He was a teacher of the Ahkam. He had so many responsibilities. The Sunnah tells us he would even milk his own goat. He was very busy, but he always had time for the people. Anyone had a question, they could approach him directly. Approachability is so important. And not only was he ready to entertain people who approached him, he would do it with a smile, welcoming them. And sometimes when there was fear and he felt that the person who is coming is afraid because I am a prophet and they think now how can we approach, he would break the ice sometimes even through humor. The Holy Prophet had a sense of humor.
Salli ala Muhammad, salli ala Muhammad, salli ala Muhammad, salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, 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 wa ali Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, wa ali Muhammad.
A lady known as Ayman, an old lady, she comes to Rasulullah. She says, I have a message from my husband. All the companions are there. She's afraid. He can sense she's afraid. He tells her, أَهُوَ الَّذِي كَانَ فِي عَيْنِهِ بَيَاضٌ. Is he, that husband you're talking about, is he the one who has white in his eyes? She thought for a moment, maybe the Prophet means cataracts. No, 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 he doesn't have any white. Then the Prophet said, but everyone has white in their eyes. There is sclera in the eye. Everyone has white in the eyes. So that made her comfortable. See, this man, Rasulullah, the great Prophet, the final Prophet of Allah, but he is making a joke with me. So she felt comfortable and she could then talk to him. And this happened numerous times. A man comes, an old man from the desert. He comes to the Prophet and he says, I want you to give me a camel. The Prophet tells him, I'll not give you a camel, I'll give you the child of a camel. So the man says, no, 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 I don't want a child of the camel, I want a camel. The Prophet says, but every camel is a child of a camel. And in that way, the Prophet would make people comfortable in talking with him. This was the approachability. A good leader has shafaqa. Shafaqa means what? Means that person is approachable. You can go to them. You can talk to them. You can discuss with them. This is the quality of a good leader. And a good leader has many other good, important qualities. For example, taking advice. Imagine the Holy Prophet who is getting wahi from Allah Azza wa Jal. He used to take advice. And Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He says in beautiful traditions, he says, for example, لا ظهير كالمشاورة. There is no supporter as good as advice. نعم الظهير المشاورة. The best type of support is taking advice from people. Because when you take advice from people, You get new ideas. Sometimes you never knew those ideas. You can benefit from them. As a leader, you should be a person who is willing to take advice. And that is why in another hadith, Amirul Mu'mineen says, "Man istabadda bira'yihi halak." One who is stubborn in his opinion will get destroyed. وَمَنْ شَاوَرَ الرِّجَالِ شَارَكَهَا أَوْ شَارَكَهُمْ فِي عُقُولِهِمْ. But one who takes advice from people is a partner in their intellects. The same way that they will think and give you their ideas, you have thought and come up with your ideas, but you have one intellect. If you take advice, now you are supplementing your intellect with all these other intellects, and you may come up with a very beautiful solution to your problem. So another quality of a good leader is taking advice. And another quality, the last quality we will mention of a good leader, is hard work. A good leader, according to our traditions, is one who is out in the field working, not somebody who just delegates and sits back. No. The traditions tell us that the leader has to take the most important work, and the other work that is less important, he can delegate to others. The most difficult work the leader should do, the other work he can delegate. And the best example of this, both taking advice and hard work, can be seen in history during the Battle of Ahzab, the Battle of Khandaq. That Battle of Ahzab is where the Muslims were under threat from the largest army that had ever attacked the Muslims. It is known as Ahzab, the Confederates. Why? Because all the groups came together. All the Arabs and their allies, those who are of different religions, those who are from different parts, those who are of different tribes, they made a pact. Let us all go together and destroy these Muslims once and for all. The news reaches Rasulullah when the army has already set out and they are only 6 days away from Medina. And so the Holy Prophet calls his companions and he asks them, and he says, "We have received news that the enemy has started marching against us, and it is a very large army. According to some reports, 10,000 strong. And we have with us about 3,000 fighters who are ready to defend. What should we do?" Some say, "Ya Rasulullah, let us go out of Medina so we can meet them in the battlefield." Some said, "Ya Rasulullah, we better stay in Medina and we fortify the gates of Medina." At that moment, Salman al-Farsi, who was known as Salman al-Muhammadi, because Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. He is reported to have said, "Salmanu minna ahl al-bayt." So he was called Salman Muhammadi. Salman came and he gave a very good piece of advice. He said, "I have seen back in Persia that in such situations sometimes they would dig a huge trench to protect the city, that the enemy cannot cross." And the Arabs didn't know about this. This was something new for them. And so when he gave this idea, the Prophet liked the idea and they said, "Okay, we have to dig the trench." Now that trench, we are told, obviously, the width of the trench had to be that big that the horses would not be able to jump over it, number one. But the length, according to historians, was 5 kilometers. 5 kilometers. And they have how many days? 6 days. And the historians tell us that everyone, man, woman, and child, were helping to dig the trench. And at the forefront, at the helm, was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He was at the forefront. And he was working so hard in digging the trench that we are told that perspiration was dripping from his forehead. The people came to him and said, "Ya Rasulullah, you are the Prophet, you are our leader, why don't you sit? We are doing the work." He said, "No. A good leader is at the forefront. These are the qualities of a good leader. On the other side, the Imam tells us in this part of the khutbah, beware of following the evil leaders. These evil leaders, even in the Holy Quran, we have been told in Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah number 67, 68, a picture is painted for us about the day of Qiyamah, where some people, when they are put in the fire of hell, they say, وَقَالُوا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا, the same words that are used in this khutbah, وَإِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ. رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا, we followed, we obeyed, سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا, our leaders, فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ, they misguided us, they took us astray, so what now? رَبَّنَا فَآتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ, O Allah, so give them double adab, وَلَعَنُهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا, so give them double adab and punish them and curse them. Why? These people on the day of judgment realize that they went astray because they followed the evil leaders. This is so important, the importance of good leadership. And sometimes these evil leaders think that they are God's gift to the community. They look at themselves as being so good. It is said that when Mansur became the Khalifa, he climbed on the minbar and he addressed the people and said, "Oh people, you should thank Allah for giving you a Khalifa like me." This is what he said. "You should thank Allah for giving you a Khalifa like me. See, when I became the Khalifa, the plague that had come on this city has been lifted. Now there is no more plague." You know, at that time there was a plague that had affected that city. So Mansur came and he said, "Look, I became the Khalifa, I am a gift of Allah. When I became the Khalifa, the plague has been lifted." Somebody stood up from the gathering and said, "No, that is not why the plague was lifted. It is because Allah is too kind to test us with two balas at one time. You are a bala, when you came, he took away the other bala. Allah is too kind to test us with two balas at one time." Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala. And this is the case that when we talk about good leadership, and we have to remember the context of this khutbah. Amirul Mu'mineen is talking to those people in Kufa who had become tribalistic the way they were in Jahiliyyah. They would follow the leaders of their tribes. And when the leaders of their tribes would ignite the flames of war and fighting against one another, he said, "Don't follow these leaders." This is the context. What is Imam talking about? This is the context of his speech. But his words apply generally to all leaders. This is very important. And when the leaders are not good, then there is corruption, there is destruction. Not only do you lose your akhirah if you are misguided by them, but you lose your dunya as well. When the letter of Sulaiman alayhi salam comes to Bilqis, and Bilqis sees the letter, which was a little bit threatening and very terse. Nabi Sulaiman wrote a very short letter. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. "Come to me in submission, or that is the end of you." Simple as that. No ifs or buts. "Come to me as Muslimin in submission. Submit. That's it." Now Bilqis calls all her advisors and says, "This is the letter of Sulaiman. What do you think we should do?" And her advisors tell her that, "Don't worry, we have a very strong army. We can counter them. We can fight them. We can oppose them." She says, "قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة." When the kings enter the cities, they destroy the cities. They cause chaos. And they make those who are honorable humiliated and abased. وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. And that is what they normally do. So if the leaders were bad, of course Bilqis did not know about Sulaiman alayhi salam and that he was a prophet of Allah. But he was talking in general that we should avoid confrontation. We should avoid war, because when you are fighting, if the opposite side does not have scruples, if they are evil people, if the leader is evil, then this is the result. So evil leadership therefore leads to destruction also in this world. And that is very important. And so in conclusion, we see how the Imam alayhi salam says that Shaytan has taken these evil leaders as his soldiers. Shaytan is very clever. He knows that if I corrupt the leadership, then I will corrupt the entire community. It is simple. Instead of going to each and every member, I just have to corrupt the leadership. As one tradition states, "An-nasu ala dini mulukihim." People follow the religion of their leaders. If you corrupt the leader, then you corrupt the society. So it is very important, therefore, that we, if we get the opportunity to be leaders at any level, whether it be at the community level or an institution or a small group, that we should endeavor and strive to be good leaders who have these good qualities. Insha'Allah ta'ala. We will continue this discussion tomorrow and continue the khutbah tomorrow insha'Allah ta'ala. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Watub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Rahimallahu man qara' al-fatiha.
Allahu akbar, la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar.